Yeah, thank you. Thanks, James.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Surfside Town Advisory Board meeting, August 28th, 2024. Quick disclaimer, this meeting is audio and video recorded. The audio recordings can be found on the Clark County website, and the video recordings can be found on the Surfside tab YouTube. Now, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 64 Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will also be available on the county's website at clarkcountymb.gov/searchlighttab. Board members, Kyle Myers, Chairperson, James Allen, Vice Chairperson, Jenny Colton, Natalie Peter, and Kaylee Mays. Secretary Tammy Harris and County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. This time I'd like to call the meeting to order. If you could all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Moving on to roll call. Kyle Myers here. James Allen.
Here.
Ken Colton.
Here.
Natalie Jeter. Absent. And Kaylee McGinnis.
Here.
Okay, moving on to public comment period. It's a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Moving on to approval of the agenda for August 28th, 2024, and who will combine or delete any items? I'd like to motion approval of the agenda for August 28th, 2024. Can I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed 4-0. And moving on to informational items. Item number one, receive a report and updates from South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. Just a quick update. I know next month, September 28th, we'll be having the annual vaccine clinic. It's the third annual one that we have at the fire station. So it's going to be in the afternoon at next month's meeting and early step on flyers and stuff to distribute for that. So, yep, we're very excited to do it.
Thank you, Mark. Anyone have questions for South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz? All right, moving on to item number two, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
Yeah.
to Mundorf, Grandpa's Road, on September 7th, first Saturday of September. We will be having folks out to Walking Box Ranch. This is our first Saturday event. Kim Means will speak about desert plants, and we're going to be laying out some trails, walking trails around there, the board will. And then on October 5th, again, a first Saturday, that's Public Lands Day, National Public Lands Day. And I don't have all the details what's happening there. I think there'll be a lot of volunteers helping to do some cleanup over in Wheathump and working around the ranch there. The good news is BLM finally hired a rodent control company, and they're trying to get the rodents out of the ranch house.
Thank you, Judy. Do we have any other announcements? All right, moving on to planning and zoning. We have one item. WS-24-0373. Corey John W. and Lori A. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Reduce setbacks. And 2. Reduce separations in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.65 acres in an RS5.2 residential single-family zone, generally located on the north side of Hobson Street and 350 feet east of Buffalo Street within Searchlight. For possible action, to the PC, September 17th, 2024. For the summary, reduce setbacks, reduce separations in conjunction with a single family, 0.65 acres, and then be located on the north side of Hobson Street, 350 feet east of Buffalo Street within Searchlight. Do we have an applicant? Applicant would like to make a presentation and clarify any information? Please.
Can I do that?
Yes, please step up to the speaker's podium.
Okay. I have 3 minutes to speak?
No.
No.
So our we have had this up for 9 years now, our garage. And that's what we're asking for the waivers and in the shipping container. We've had that up for 15 years. John's estranged son moved on our property, and it did go south. We had to file an eviction notice, restraining orders against him. And so all went forward with that. Then now he is weaponizing our property with code enforcement. This is what is happening at this point. So we've been working with the Clark County for almost a year now, trying to get this set. So that is why we're here today. Then we have another follow-up meeting with comprehensive planning on the 17th. So we're asking for 3 waivers, setbacks, to reduce the setbacks and separation of the buildings. And one question did come up in my agenda with comprehensive planning, that why we did not put our garage up on the top level of our property. But as you look at the aerial view, it looks like it's flat. It is not flat. It is a 4-tier property with maybe an 8 to 12 foot drop on each side. And these are not just like a muddy drop. These are granite. I mean, it's an old mining town. So it is quite treacherous just to walk up there. Not only that, I wouldn't want to walk up there early in the morning in the dark to get in my car. I mean, it doesn't seem reasonable for anybody to put a carport garage up on the second level, 50 to 75 feet away from their home, when they're just to use cars that are parked, you know, to use daily. That's what I'm saying. So these are daily use cars. It's not a garage with electricity. It's not a garage with water. It's just basically a carport for our cars. Also, I will mention that there is a main water line from Hobson Street right through the middle of the property. It is, if you look at the picture, there is a picture there. Can you see the upper level? There is a main line that goes right through there.
Can you show it?
So we had 811 come out. So this is right here. So this is the next level up here. So the main water line goes right through the middle there.
To feed this?
Yes, to feed Greens. Up here, and it feeds the raised trust property there. So then you have these drops. You have a drop here, you have a drop here, you have a drop there. And they are pretty steep.
So who owns this property right here that you guys drive through? I drove by the house.
This is a right-of-way, right here.
It's just the right-of-way, and that's what the question is. Because so the distance from the road to the Connex is like 40 feet visual. I don't know what it is actually, because but the issue is that it's abutting up against the right-of-way. Is that what they're saying?
Right, because we had, in February, we had a survey done with all buildings and everything on there. And we are, the GSI is actually incorrect. So GSI varies from 3 to 10 feet. So our property, our survey, it is right there. This is on our
edge of the Connex.
At the edge of the Connex,
okay,
exactly.
So this all shifts this way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Has the county mentioned why the right-of-way is so large in front of your property?
Well, actually it was in back in the 1900s, it was Lincoln County that put those in place at that time. Because I talked to the Richard up in that did the survey. He actually did the survey in 2003 for us. So he's very knowledgeable to Searchlight. He has a lot of survey in here. He's been around for many, many years. So, I mean, yes, we can ask the Public Works to vacate that. At this point, we've spoken with Comprehensive Planning, and they said that it's probably not necessary at this point. But we are, you know, it has to be with our neighbor, Vicki Statler, that we can vacate that. So that would give her like 20 more feet and us 20 more feet, if necessary. And if we have to, we will.
She wouldn't have to apply for the waiver on several of these things if that,
right,
if you had that vacated, but it's easier to ask for the waiver.
But yes, easier to ask for the waiver at this point. I do think a lot of people don't understand how rural Searchlight is.
I agree, and that's what, to me, I think that the Planning Commission needs to understand that we can't get someone to repair something, let alone do a full build out here. We can't get repairmen for, you know, air conditioning, electricians, plumbers. It's,
well, and I've drove by the property many times as well. I mean, it's not like a, like she said, it's not just a flat surface where it'd be easy to do this here or there. It's kind of all over the place.
It is. And I don't even think people realize that we own property, all our properties up to this house right here.
It's all hills. Yeah.
It's hilly. I mean, it's a very nice piece of property. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you have your Searchlight Road here. We have access to our home. And we've had access here as well. So, from Thompson.
The county wants to deny all of this bill?
Well, I guess that's in general. Comprehensive planning generally denies it, but we do have an appointment on September 17th.
So then what are the requests exactly?
It's on.
Use the front setback?
Yes.
Okay, so because of your ad property, okay, because this is setback.
Mm-hmm.
And then reduce the shipping container, which I didn't even know that there were shipping container rules. Like, so that's
yes,
the one.
Is.
So we call you when we need have questions?
Yes.
You
like, I had no clue that there was. We're 20
I had no clue either.
Wired from the
from
to zero. So 20 feet from the property line?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's a distance of 6 feet required between the containers? Zero from six?
Yes.
And then
we're
that's between
we're
2.5. The house.
This is between the house. This is between our house and between the garage, right here. It's 2.5.
Okay, so
2 feet, 2.5 inches, supposed to be 6 feet.
Just like between the house garage and the shipping, that's the 6 feet one. And then they want 6 feet between the house and the shipping container, too?
Yes.
And then they want 6 feet
three,
the garage.
Three setbacks and waivers that we're asking for.
So
we're asking for one out here,
There is no sewer on that side of the road.
There is no sewer. I think that is incorrect. We are not on a sewer at all. The sewer ends at, like, almost at 9:05. That's where it starts. You hear the right side.
There's only a few of us that are on.
Exactly. So that is going to have to be corrected as well.
So they want, they can't correct you. We don't have a lift station for them. That's why the sewer is down that way.
So when it gets connected, the sewer would have not even that. Somehow it pulls to this agenda.
I think the reclamation district, because each utility, you know, management, which is what they are, is this, they're all asked to kind of provide comment on the project, whether it's relevant or not. So I think they're just saying, hey, you're on a septic system. If you want to go to the sewer, it's 100 feet away, and you have to contact us to do that.
Okay, so it's not saying it's mandatory?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I appreciate that very much for clearing that up.
So there's no power in the garage?
No.
And there's no water nor a septic for them? So then how difficult is it going to be for you guys to get actual planning permitting approval?
Well, it's been quite difficult. The journey has been very knowledgeable.
Just for the sake of the recording, would you mind using your mic? You can stand up here.
Oh, okay.
If you would, just use the mic. Thank you.
Sorry. So what was your question?
How difficult is it going to be for you guys to get through the permit process for the garage?
I don't think it's going to be too difficult. I have spoken with many, many people, and we'll see. We will see, like I said, this approval here or your decision here, then we move on to the 17th with comprehensive plan. And then, the Planning Commission, and then we will see what happens there.
What you're saying too. So this is the property line?
Yeah, right there.
And then the main water line to you and your neighbors goes straight through?
That goes right through it up here.
Yeah, way up
there. The line goes down. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4 tiers of our property. So all of our concentration of our property is on this part of that. It's only used for part of the use. The climbing hills where it goes straight up.
Right.
Does the water district have an easement for the main?
I'm not, well, yeah, I mean, it goes all the way out here. The Hobson Street, right there. Actually, that's just before.
Out here. Hobson Street's way out here. So this yes. Water line goes clear up here.
All the way up.
And it goes to her house.
And then this is all right of way.
This is all right of way. And the only people that can use it basically is us.
Yeah.
So there's no, but this is all desert and mountainous region. All we use right here for is gum, Hobson. Drive in the right way to the garage.
Can I see Jameson?
Yes. So this is the survey that was just done in February. So this is current. If you want to see more pictures, I have several. If you like, but you said you drove by, you know our property.
Yeah, of course.
So does Kim.
I also sent them those pictures that you gave to Comp Planning. They all got those pictures.
The picture of the garage and the sonics.
Okay. Lori and John?
Yes.
Yeah, I drove by the other day, and quite frankly, I thought yours was the nicest property. I mean, I left off Highway 95, I'm like, oh, what's wrong with this property? It looked pretty good.
Thank you.
I can tell you guys really take care of the place.
Yes.
So I was kind of looked at this like, wow.
Right, and I mean, I can understand where the county comes from, because they're, you know, they look at the map and they're like, well, what are they doing? But if they were actually kind of take a step back and look at the property, it kind of doesn't make sense to do what they're asking.
Yes.
You know.
And I did give them several pictures of all the levels. I mean, there was so many things that were applied at the beginning in the building permit part, and then I went to comprehensive planning phase, then those dropped off.
You guys didn't build a home. There was a home there.
There was a home there, yes. Yes. And it is real problem.
And looking at this, I'm just looking at the other public works comments and the fire prevention.
No.
Inspector is.
come and you learn and they pass. That's how it works.
Before we make a motion, it talks about you have to establish the burden of proof that the request is appropriate for the location. So number one, the use of the area adjacent to the subject property will not be affected in a substantially adverse manner. And so from my understanding, that's the right of way and no one can use it, so there is no adverse.
No, there's not. I mean, nobody actually can ever use that right of way. And the reason why, I mean, is because all honestly, right, if you look right here on Searchlight Road, they were here. This is Searchlight Road right here. This right of way is right here. There is a major mine shaft there that has been covered up by a huge iron grate.
In the public right of way?
Yes, yes. And it actually, I believe it goes under the road. So I just see how that could never even be a part of any kind of approach.
Okay, so in my opinion, you approve number one. Number two, the proposal will not materially affect the health and safety of persons residing and working in or visiting the immediate vicinity and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare. So no one's health would be impacted.
Absolutely.
The lessening of the transit.
This was put up by a professional company. This was not put up by us. The building was put up by a professional company. It was Carports and More, and then it was actually American Steel that fabricated the material.
I believe you've proven that one then. So number three, the proposal will be adequately certified and will not create an undue burden on any public improvements, facilities, or services.
Actually, we have complemented the area. I mean, if you could see a picture of our home 20 years ago to now, you would be shocked.
I'm looking for it. I have it.
So, no, you guys maintain your property in a great condition, and we're grateful for that. And in my opinion, since I believe that you have proof, the burden of proof that you've established that those will be, I would like to make a motion to approve this with all of the conditions accepted as written.
Second. We have a second. Before I to finish this motion, I just want to reach out to the public if anyone had any comment to make on this item. And I'll draw the vote. Okay.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Come on up here. Yeah. Let me bring it to you.
You know, the city of Searchlight, or the town of Searchlight, you almost have to have resurveyed because the senior center is going through the same problem with the doing property next door. That property goes into almost a half of our diameter. So
it's
what
not to many residents who have had an issue with the town surveying with the
part to that. And that's what the county told me. Well, we have to resurvey the whole town. These difficult.
Just on a side note, I know it's drifted with 9 a little bit. Would there be any way we can kind of look into that for future, to remedy future issues?
I have a file started on that with the county.
Yeah.
When it first came up.
Yeah, we could definitely reach out to like Public Works Surveying and see. I don't know the answer, I'll be completely honest with you, but we can definitely suggest it. And maybe. And I know with Joan, I've looked at the senior center, and it's very unique the way it's map, so that's what I'll say. But yeah, we can definitely, I'm more than happy to reach out to Public Works and see if there's anything or if there's a way that they can kind of like, maybe it's not every single one, maybe it's a case by case basis. So like if there is either code enforcement or there's like, you know, an owner issue, we can maybe look at those specifically because I don't think we've asked for all they might say. But I think we can maybe look
case by case basis.
Yeah, so I think that could always be an option.
That'd be good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the comment, John. Before we pull it back, is there anybody else from the public who'd like to speak on this? Okay, I'm turning it back to the board, and I'll follow up with, we do have a second, so.
I just want to add one thing. With this motion, is there anything that we can put in here? Because, like, you know, the county is very specific. Well, they approved, but they didn't address whatever. I mean, have they addressed all the issues in here on this motion?
So what we normally do is, and Tammy can jump in too, is we do kind of a rec sheet. So we'll do what the motion is, and then we do a little summary, more or less, right?
Well, when they do their approval, you'll have to add that in to your approval. We can't just add it in later. So whatever he's asking as an addition, then backtrack on your approval, add that in, and then make your approval.
Do we have any conditions we'd like to add to the motion?
To clarify, what your condition is for them to understand that we are in a very rural area and have certain different standards than what is in the metro area. And that's what we need planning to understand. So how
okay,
do
well,
we
I,
add
well,
that?
I can put that as part of your discussion.
Okay.
So, but if you have any conditions that you need to either add in or take out, that needs to be put in at that time.
So we are not changing any of the conditions for my motion.
So you're going to do your conditions as written on
which
the item,
approve
right?
All of the setbacks.
So all the setbacks you're going to approve as written.
As written.
No other conditions, but part of your discussion, which I will add, was due to the rural area.
And the difficulty in getting contact.
Yeah, I actually already
and
have that
right
written
away
down.
And the right-of-way issues and the
also, we, separately, just as a member of the board, we could, you know, write to the PC, right, and the commission, our comments, if we have any that we want to express in that.
Yeah.
That right.
Oh, yeah, you can add your comments, yeah.
Okay.
So, but anything you want me to add on that rec sheet that's going to go to comp planning, which I will do tomorrow morning. So, because they have to do the agenda for the PC meeting.
So we do have a pending motion. So do we want to agree motion with the conditions or?
I'm fine with our original.
Okay. Everyone's good. Then all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passed 4-0.
One clarification. So on that red sheet, do you put on the you're all in favor of it?
Oh, absolutely,
yes.
Yeah. And
okay.
And,
yeah.
And any key points of your discussion. This is for their information so they can better make their decisions.
So if you can put in there that we all during the past and are happy with the home, the aesthetics of it,
sure.
That it fits in our community and that is a well-maintained property.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. All of you had everything positive to say, so that's what I will put in my report.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, I thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. And
I didn't have to show you the pictures because you all know where we live, and I do appreciate it so much.
That was a lot of hard work to make that place like that.
Yes.
The back over jackhammer to put any of those trees in the ground.
A little bit of advice is sometimes you just need to be careful who you allow in your home and allow in your life. That is my advice.
Thank you so much.
Even family.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval.
All right. I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully we'll be over it. Hopefully the 17th. I'm not sure if it is it longer than that.
Well, they drag out.
No, so that's for my question will decide final action, and then if there's any other, we'll communicate if it's a different outcome.
Okay, yeah, because they actually have the final say.
Yes.
Of everything, regardless of this.
This is advisory. They'll take that. They'll also take this as well. But
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you'll be attending that meeting.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I have a suggestion with that. If you have neighbors that could go up, you know, with you on your behalf and say, this is how it is, this is, you know, not a hindrance or a problem or whatever, you know, if you have anybody that can go with you to speak with you,
okay.
That also helps when you have additional people.
Okay.
So
Yeah. Well, that's a good sound of advice. We do have lovely neighbors. We've established relationships with almost all of them.
There you go. So, take a day trip, go have a nice lunch, and go to the meeting.
It'd be a dinner. It's at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that one's late. Yep. Yeah.
So I do have one question. So if approved, we approved it without, as written, if approved, they're recommending 1 year to complete the building permit, and then in 2 years, if this applies for 2 years from the approval date, do you believe that you'll be able to complete it within these time frame requirements?
To my knowledge, speaking with comprehensive planning, several officers, that we should be, I'm hoping, the end of October.
Okay, so you believe that the 1 year, because that's how it's going to be written as approved, with these conditions, 1 year to complete the building permit, and 2 years from the approval date, the application must commence, which you've already started.
Original turn-in date was 9/18/2023, but we did not receive the letter from code enforcement until January 2nd of 2024.
We jumped right on it. We jumped right on it.
Yeah, we got right on top of it. We've been working with them, and it has been a difficult process.
16.
Well, thank you guys for being very mature throughout this whole process as well. I can tell by your demeanor that you guys have done everything
to
do it the right way.
Yes.
And that just shows. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you for your faith in us. We will do the right thing. That's community as well.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, guys.
We're a small community. All righty. Thank you so much.
Can we leave now?
All right, guys, moving on to general business. We do not have any tonight. And so going on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend a length of a presentation, it should be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. And our next meeting date is September 11th, 2024, and I'd like to motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Adjournment passed. Thanks for coming, everybody.